Hey, what's up? My name is Parker, and today I got to sit down with Stephen Webb, also known as Sweb. We're just going to refer to him as Sweb. And we got to talk around this idea around fun and productivity and how they aren't so much mutually exclusive, but actually how having fun can lead to some more fruitfulness in your life. So let's think about having fun, but we also talked about, you know, success, definition of success. And anyway, it's a great conversation, and I'm really excited for you to listen to it. So here we go. Welcome to Thinkless. Look at this.
First question. Have I lost weight?
You have.
You think so?
Yeah, because you're wearing black.
I'm not wearing black.
Oh, it's dark. It's green.
Yeah. It's dark green.
It's in a dark, we're in a dark closet together. That's why it does that.
Yeah, a dark closet with a lot of lights on, though. So you should be able to.
My bad.
It's okay. Dude,
dang it. You had a black coat on.
Do you have. Do you need your eyes checked, man?
I do.
Is it age?
It is definitely
age. You contacts guy? You glasses guy? Anything?
I'm neither of those.
Neither of those?
No. I have perfect vision. I'm in my early 50s and I have perfect vision.
Obviously not. You're not in your early 50s. You liar.
Hey, somebody who knows me well yesterday said I thought you were in your mid-30s.
Wow. Honestly, I feel like that person deserves a shout out. Who was it?
Wade freaking Joy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, he sees things. The way that
he is the seer. Lord is. Yes, that's exactly right.
So you do think I've lost weight, though?
I do think you've lost weight.
Okay.
Have you literally tried to lose weight?
I actually have lost weight.
On purpose?
It was not one of those things that was like, well, it was a byproduct of my change in what I consume and put in my body. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, just like you are.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah, exactly. You are a, what, Vigo, you said?
Yesterday was my last day.
Yesterday was your last day?
Yesterday at breakfast was.
What are you eating
at lunch
now?
I destroyed myself, and I was actually up in the middle of the night because of
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome for your poor choices.
It was absolutely terrible lack of discipline there.
Ooh. Welcome to Thinkless.
Dude, the Shadoobies are still my favorite.
Dude, lack of discipline, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that you don't lack, though.
I do.
Really?
I do.
I mean, I'm not saying that you're perfect by any means. I know that you're not.
Yeah.
I know personally that you are not.
Personally.
But
let's just do a whole lot of conversation around my lack of perfection and how I'm not.
But discipline is something that I feel like you not have in the bag necessarily, but it's something that you model well, you teach on, and you're just consistent in.
But don't you think it's probably about the thing?
Okay.
Discipline in blank.
Okay.
I think that's the thing with people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are disciplined with their eating, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I've had to work really hard at that lately. And when I say lately, last couple of years, but.
Well, keyword, discipline. You've had to work at it. Well, so therefore you have to be disciplined at it in order to do it.
But you feel like, I feel like there's those people though that are disciplined in just everything. Now, I don't know what they do behind closed doors, but. That's why I would say I don't have discipline, but then I guess it's because I know what I do behind closed doors.
Mm.
That sounded creepy.
Okay. So how easy is it to just project something that we're really not because we know ourselves?
I don't think it's easy to project it, though.
Okay.
I think I just might be disciplined in the things that are maybe more easily seen.
What is
maybe
something that you're not disciplined right now that you really want to be?
Man, I don't want to cross this line to that territory, but the spiritual stuff.
Let's go there. Yeah. Spicy. It's already spicy.
It's not even good. It's
and
the spiritual
fact,
thing.
We're recording this on a Friday, so I feel like we just need to keep in that.
Yeah, we actually need to go that
theme.
Direction. Yes, yes. Super spice.
It's just spice right off the bat.
No, it's the spiritual things.
Okay.
I'm not super disciplined in those anymore.
Mm.
I have to be in a pretty solid state of desperation to go in the hardcore prayer territory scripture memorization stuff. That is not my thing.
Mm.
So I feel like I know what's in the Bible. I feel like I wouldn't say know how to pray, but I feel like I do that. But nope, that is definitely a closed door, quiet time type of a discipline that I don't have.
Yeah.
But my discipline's more in the public eye, if you will.
Okay.
So, you know, like, oh, that guy shows up on time to a meeting. He's so disciplined. That's where I think people think I'm disciplined. Isn't
that
kind of
thing? Well, we just got done talking about because I drove 3 hours. Exactly. It was 3 hours and 6 minutes away from where I live to where you are and where we're recording this right now. And I mean, there was actual anxiety. Mm-hmm. Although I'm driving 3 hours and 6 minutes to be here, there was actual anxiety in my spirit knowing that, oh my gosh, I may be 10 minutes late from the time that we had originally set.
Yep.
And guess what? I showed up right freaking on time.
I like 00900. Like 900
you were here. 00 in the morning.
I loved it. Here. I have that same anxiety though. Do you really feel that way?
I really do. Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, I do 100%. Too. I feel like I've met some punctual people, but I consider myself one of the most punctual people. And it has changed. It has changed because I'm a dad.
To the worst.
A new dad. There are some days whenever life happens and getting the child ready and a blowout happens and because he's 6 months old, so that's still a thing.
Those are good times.
And oh my gosh, can I tell you? So I listened to a podcast episode this morning where they're kind of pulling pranks. It was George Clooney actually that was talking.
Really?
And yes, and he was pulling pranks on his wife because they have twins. And his wife, and he was putting like Nutella in diapers. He was like putting peanut butter in diapers. Anyway, his children, one of his son, I think he has a girl and a boy. I think he does. I don't know. He has twins. But his son came up to him and said, Dad, I stepped in poop. And George was like, oh, like, okay, like, okay, let's go wash it off. Let's go clean your shoes. Anyway, so his son picked up the bottom of his shoe and put his finger in what was so-called poop, licked it, and then George was like, what are you doing? And it was like, just kidding, it's peanut butter. I was like, what a stud. This kid's like maybe 4 years old and pulling pranks that like is, that.
Four?
Four.
Oh, man, like I would be so old. Proud of my kid if he did that. That's so good.
I know. So anyway, well, so the reason why I'm on time, right on time, or late sometimes is because of the other disciplines.
You're not your own anymore, though.
I'm not my own. I carry responsibility.
Squishy little kid you have now.
I wish that. I know that we're kind of filming this right now, but I wish that like I could just pull up a photo. I wish maybe the cover art. Maybe just the cover art.
That's what it should be.
It's just okay.
Yeah.
The cover art is just a picture of my child.
I think that's fine.
Don't get me wrong. I see the pictures of your children right behind you.
Yeah, that's true.
And so cute.
That's a long time ago when they were cute. Yeah. I mean, they're cute now, but it's definitely a different kind of cute.
Okay. So, Sweb, you are a man of just first
dot,
off. Just,
dot, dot.
We'll just put a period there. You're a man. The definition of man. You look up in the freaking dictionary.
That's right. It's me.
The man and just Sweb. Stephen Webb. Stephen Joseph Webb.
Joseph Webb.
Every single episode, I'm going to say I'm going to throw out a new middle name.
Please.
But you're a man of so many different skills, talents. What is something, though, stepping into 2021, what's something that you are learning or you are actively seeking out to learn?
Now, hang on a second. You said stepping into 2021.
Oh, wow.
So I will go back in time and tell you what I did last year.
Cool. Hey, let's do that. That was not intentional. I'm an idiot.
So
I'm an idiot.
Still my favorite word. It's my favorite insult. Ask me that again. 2022, stepping into.
Well, let's actually go back to 2021. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that was just a subconscious.
A pros. Was it apropos? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Words. That's great. Words. Haven't learned that yet. Step into my 30s, but don't know that. So going back to 2021, though.
Yeah.
And you were off to some new endeavors and kind of pioneering some new things. But what were some of those things that you kind of actively sought to learn, be consistent with, the word pioneer?
Man, I just tell you, I'll just stop with the question of what did I learn or what did I seek to learn. But last year was my first full year of not being employed by the man.
Okay.
I worked at a tire place before. I've worked at a pool store.
Just so everyone knows, I fired him. I was the man.
But a year later, here we are. We're friends again.
Took a whole year, folks. Just kidding. I was not this man.
I've done all these jobs, you know, for years. Yeah. But last year was my first full calendar year to not be employed, but be self-employed. Mm. And a lot of people start businesses. A lot of people do that kind of thing. But for me, it was how do you do life? The making money part, this sounds a little flippant, but I feel like that's the easy part. I feel like when you're hungry enough, you'll figure out a way to survive. So that part is not what I'm talking about. for me, how do you be productive without somebody else telling you to be productive? How do you do that without your identity being wrapped up in your employment? Mm. I wouldn't say I was in any sort of state of depression or anything negative like that, but it's definitely just a weird thing. I mean, I was in the purest sense in control of when I woke up, when I went to sleep, what I did, even when somebody was paying me to do something, whether it be a podcast or a travel to somewhere or whatever to speak at their church or any of those kind of things. It was still in the purest form up to me to do that. So learning how to do that without, again, that external stimulus of, hey, your identity is in where you work. That's weird. And that's something I was learning and walking through. Mm-hmm. I'm actually helping a guy right now through that very thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll talk about that later, but that's this whole afternoon's conversation with a friend. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's it like to do that after 15 years at the same place of employment? Mm-hmm. Nothing bad about that place, but now you're not at that place. So how do you like take off that particular,
for sure,
you know, clothing, if you will, and it's no longer your identity.
Yeah.
Not that it maybe ever should have been your identity, but totally. Like that was a learning curve in 2021.
Well, I think even the culture that we're in, just in America in general, mm-hmm. Very much reinforces the idea you are what you do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's even, it's taught from such an early age, you know, like you look at 4 or 5 years old, whenever, you know, you have your grandparents or your parents or your aunts and uncles or whatever, you're going to church and all the, you know, adults in church are like, oh my goodness, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so like this narrative is reinforced from such an early age that we have to decide.
Yeah.
We have to know what we want to do, who we want to become. Right now in middle school, there's tracks for college of like, well, you tested in this way, so these different avenues would best suit you. And I don't think that's necessarily wrong so much, but I do think there is such an emphasis on what are you going to do when you're an adult that will provide a steady form of living and income for you, rather than what are your giftings? Mm. What are the things that make you unique? And now how can you focus so much on that? And the monetary return is a byproduct of what it is that you love to do and are thriving in.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
That's how people should think. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I said a statement yesterday to the same guy we'll talk to later. But I was just pointing out that if you'll just keep adding value into the market will pay you back, so to speak. Like that actually is a quote from Seth Godin that I've stuck with. I think it's a biblical principle as well. You know, what are you doing to speak life, provide value into the world? And God's got you covered on the other side of things. So yeah, if people can just focus on whatever they have to offer the world, that's a kind of big secular way to even say it. Fine, whatever. What are you doing to produce, again, life, love, and hope into the world, that kind of thing? Again, the income stuff will come back. I feel like there's just a lot of good stuff out there that could come to you if you weren't chasing, like you said, the predetermined, prescribed definition of success, or you got to follow this pathway, or you got to fit. Well, hey, your Enneagram and Myers-Briggs says this, therefore you have to do that. And again, like I said, I'm not saying any of that's bad,
but
I learned in 2021 as the first full calendar year. I'd stepped out on my own in 2020, but the first full calendar year, 2021, like, wow, nothing was bad in the past, but I was able to build on that. And what am I good at? What do I like to do? Matter of fact, the church we're in right now, we made this kind of tangent, but kind of sort of related to what you're saying. We're changing up some structure stuff here at the church.
Yeah.
And the number one word at the top of the list of why we were changing it was fun.
Mm.
Like, and straight up, we're going from 3 services to 2 services at this church. There's nothing wrong at this church.
For sure.
But we asked the question, me and the pastor, we were just asking, like, when do you want to go to church? Instead of like, when do all the experts and podcasters and books and handbooks all say you're supposed to go to church? We're like, I just want to go to church at 9:15 and 10:45. Great, let's do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a silly kind of tangent church example of this, but it's that idea. Like, what are you built to do? What do you like to do? What if you can just focus on that first and then from that produce life?
Yeah.
That way you're not doing 2 different things, a fun over here and then having to produce completely separate productivity, whatever, things, you know, job, whatever over here. And I just wish I could have learned that sooner. More people could learn that sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's so interesting though, like how we can confine ourselves to, this is what it should look like, this is how it should model, this is how it should play out because I've heard or I listened to a podcast or whatever. And even, I mean, I would say that was kind of, this podcast was birthed really kind of asking some of those different questions of, have we ever considered this? Have we ever thought about this? Have we ever just explored this?
Right.
So really just bringing things back to, well, have you thought about it?
Mm-hmm. Have you just thought about it?
Have you just thought about it? Yeah. Have you just asked the question,
right.
Are we doing this because they do it and they're successful, but we're not them and they're not us, mm-hmm. and our expression is going to be different, our flow is mm-hmm. going to be different, and letting that be okay, rather than once again confining ourselves to this system or method, which is being handed down to us more than created by us.
Yep.
And I think that, I mean, just like anything else, the moment you start creating something, you have a buy-in to that.
Yeah.
Because it came from your brain, it came from your heart, it came from your values, it came from your soul. And so what have you seen really since over the past, you know, year, you've been, and longer really, but you've been creating some things, and there's, I feel, just knowing you personally and having a pretty close relationship with mm-hmm. you, that there's a different energy, excitement that you do operate in. But what have you seen since you've started to create things of your own?
I mean, you're better at it. You're more fulfilled. And when you're more fulfilled, I would suggest you're more fruitful. Mm. I heard a long time ago somebody say that's the definition of success, being fruitful and fulfilled. Mm. And I 100% agree with that.
Hey, write that down.
Yeah.
Right, if you're now, listening right now.
Hey, touch
hey mom. Mom. Stop. Stop the cast right now. Mom, stop. Write that down.
Write it down.
Definition of success.
I heard that. That wasn't
for
me.
That's so good.
But it's fruitful and fulfilled. And I've taught on that many times, or at least used that statement in teachings plenty of times, because I agree with that. And so when you're fulfilled, having fun, that kind of thing, I think you will be more fruitful.
Mm.
But I don't want to dive too deep into this, but it also might change your definition of what fruit is. So that goes back to your,
ooh.
You know, some, oh, I'm not fruitful, I'm not making a lot of money. Well, see, now that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
You know, what you're defining as fruit, and who told you that. So anyway, that's what I've seen.
Who told you that? Come on, we're going back to Genesis right now.
That's exactly
who
what that
told
is.
Told you that.
That's a good sermon point.
I'm preaching. I'm preaching soon, so I'll throw that
you
in.
You need to.
I'm not even preaching on that, but I'm just going to throw that in.
Oh yeah, good. Sure. Well, that's okay.
By the way, let me stop this right here. Hey, who told you that?
Just throw out random quotes you've heard in other sermons.
Like, yeah, exactly.
That seemed to work for that guy. Let me throw this out there. So that's what I learned, and that's been really, really, really great. I feel like when you're having fun. And you've seen some moderate level of success. Again, however you define that. I don't define it from a monetary standpoint or Instagram followers or that kind of thing. Just success is like, hey, I'm having fun at that. I feel like I'm good at that. I feel like that's helped my family, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Then you'll start to do it more. And kind of to your point, when you create something, now you're more invested in it. And then you want to do it more, and you want to make it more, quote, successful. And then that's a snowball that just keeps running in the right direction. So that's what I've seen, and that's been really, really fun for me. And again, bring it full circle to what I said a minute ago, and then God will work on the other stuff, the income side of it. That's so easy, relatively. Now I'm not making that a flippant thing. I mean, if somebody's listening, cause three people listening, if they don't have a job and they don't have money, I get that. So I'm not making light of any sort of, you know, specific scenario where somebody really is in tough times, but I'm just saying in general, I feel like, you know, Matthew 6:33, just throw it out there. God's bringing it back.
That's so. Can I tell? I was literally just thinking that verse.
Really?
Because I've been having a lot of conversations with some of my family members, and I work right now at a church. I work for my father-in-law, incredible man. I love him so much. I love my mother-in-law so much. Both of them lead this church.
Yeah.
And I was having a conversation with my mother-in-law about that very thing that Matthew 6:33, when it says, seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added.
All these
so
things.
Often we think about all of the things that will be added before we seek first the kingdom.
Right.
So we flip-flop it.
Totally.
And we wonder, we're like, well, why have these things not been added?
Yes.
It's because I've got it opposite. I've got it backwards.
And all the things, like, this is not a Bible study podcast, but sweet mother, all the things he talks about, paying for food, those kind of things. I love hearing from church planters like, well, I got to put food on the table, which is ironic that church planters would say that when you're supposed to be preaching, seek first kingdom of God, and then the food on the table.
Boom, roasted.
So, boom, roasted. What's that from, by the way?
The Office.
Is that The Office one? Okay, I was thinking that. Because he goes around the office and just keeps doing that, right?
Yes.
God, I love that so much. Let's watch an episode before we record an episode next time.
Why don't we just, instead of one day, why don't we just throw an office episode, like just the recording up?
That would actually be a good idea.
Okay.
Would we get in trouble for that?
Yes.
Okay, what if we did a dynamic, like reading, a dramatic reading of it? That's actually
freaking
good.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Okay. Dang, what was I going to... Oh, I was going to say, you and I, we had a moment together a little over a year ago in South Florida. We got tattoos together.
We did.
Not matching tattoos, so now it's a little less weird. But that's the tattoo I got.
Yours above your... Above, like, lower back.
Above my elbow. Yeah. I was waiting to see where you're going to go.
I got mine just across my forehead. You can't see it right now, but it's just right on my forehead.
That's why he always wears a hat.
That's right.
That's what I have. Remember Matthew 6:33?
That's right.
Well, it doesn't say that specifically. It's my very simplistic paraphrase of that. But that's what I got on that day. So interesting story. My grandfather passed away in April 2020. No, it's 2001, and he literally, this is no joke, his last words is he just kind of struggled for breath at the end. Lived a great life, didn't have any sort of dynamic or dramatic sickness or anything. Just kind of like spent the last few days in the hospital, and that was it. But his last words literally were, "All right, well, seek first the kingdom of God. His righteousness, all these things will be added." That was his life verse. And that's literally what he said as he departed. And that always stuck with me. I was maybe almost 22 years old. And we were good buddies. He and I, we did a lot of fishing and even flying together, stuff like that. So that stuck with me because he had lived that out. So that verse goes a long way back to even that specific story. But it's true. It's really, really true. If you do those things, bringing it back to what we're talking about, that's something I learned. And I learned a long time ago, again, because of my grandfather. My parents are really good at that kind of thing. But that kind of stuff, the idea that God will bring back all those things, I've seen that firsthand, and I've been trying to lean into that even more so, which then opens me up to just, frankly, have more fun, be more fruitful, be more fulfilled, and then therefore I can produce for other people, make their life as well fruitful and fulfilled.
Yeah.
And that's been a great place to be because I don't have the obligation of serving somebody else's strategy. Not that, again, that's bad.
Of course.
But you see how that frees up a lot if you're not putting 40 hours a week towards somebody else's Excel spreadsheet. It frees you up to produce at a different level.
Mm-hmm. It frees you up to think.
Yeah.
And I think even just what we don't have, and I say we, a very, very generic we, but what isn't created so often in people's lives is margin to think and space to think. And I'm really under the impression that what will not come out of me is my best if I don't give my space time to sit in my intuition and my thoughts. Mm. And so I really try to do that. That's on a daily practice.
Good.
Is no phone, no kids, no nothing, and spend, you know, maybe 5 minutes. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's crazy whenever you just like are distraction free where your thoughts go. And how to be intentional with your thoughts and really actually, for simplicity's sake, thinking about your thoughts.
Right.
Wow. And it's a simple practice, but I think if it's a step to kind of regain back this control rather than kind of letting your subconscious dominate, you're allowing your conscious to really take control.
That's good. You should start a podcast called like White Flag or something about just giving your thoughts out, you know, just giving it up.
And just giving it up, surrendering. Love you, J-Moy. You're the best, man. Hey, we always support your podcast.
Always.
Jonathan Moynihan. Check it out. The White Flag.
So good.
Should I start one that's called like the Black Flag?
You should.
That'd be
Chase
terrible.
It. Yeah.
It would go nowhere.
Go nowhere. But you just ride his coattails. It's fine.
All right. Well, love y'all.
Love y'all.
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
Well, that's it for this one. We'll see you next one.